This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bredestein Pinza AT. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. Spent a lot of time talking about the Lakers situation. Rob Pelinka, the GM, said no finger pointing here, but there is finger pointing here. It's basically finger pointing to the door and saying, Frank Vogel, see ya. And now who do you bring in? And you have to wonder, if you're bringing in a coach from a team that's in the playoffs now and they get bounced early, like Doc Rivers or Quinn Snyder with Utah, is that the coach you want with this team? Who's going to make all these pieces fit? Because you have to have a healthy team. You need some more help, that guys who want to play defense. LeBron, another year older. Does Russell Westbrook understand his role? I mean, there's a lot of questions here. And this was an epic failure. When you consider they didn't make the playoffs and they were the top or the second favorite to win it all. And if you get 38 wins, you're in the playoffs, or at least a play-in game. They weren't able to accomplish that. So that's an epic failure. The NBA season, when it started, not a lot of people cared about the Cleveland Cavaliers. I did. They were coming off three seasons with less than 25 wins. But I liked Evan Mobley an awful lot. Darius Garland, Jared Allen, former Net. You throw in Kevin Love, and they're a playoff team. Now, they might be one and done against the Nets, but this is a young core, and Brooklyn's got star power. Maybe you could go in there and surprise them, but that's a big game coming up tonight with the two play-in games. You also have the Clippers against the Timberwolves. And then on Wednesday, it'll be the Hornets against the Hawks. If the Hawks would happen to win and Brooklyn would win, then we might see Trae Young back in the New York area. And New York has, you know, collectively decided that they hate Trae Young. The fact that they chant F Trae Young at the Yankee games is pretty interesting. But that would be a great showdown there if you had the Nets against the Hawks. The San Antonio Spurs against the Pelicans. That's the other play-in game coming up on Wednesday. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. We have a poll question, I believe. We say good morning to those watching on Peacock or those listening to a radio program around the country, nearly 400 cities. Seton, poll question for the first hour.
First hour, Dan, I went rogue and just threw one up there.
Whoa.
Who should the next head coach of the Lakers be? Uh-huh. Your choices were Quinn Snyder, Doc Rivers, Nick Nurse, or Coach K.
Rare.
Well, it's not going to be Coach K.
You know what? As I heard his schedule just freed up.
Oh, yeah. No. Won't be Coach K. He turned him down a long time ago.
Well, 39% of our audience is going to be very upset, Dan, because right now he's running away with it.
Oh, boy. By the way, it's good to be bad in the WWE Evil stream. New Peacock original from executive producer John Cena that dives into the minds of some of the most diabolical antagonists in WWE history. Go to PeacockTV.com. Sign up now. We also talked about baseball. I mentioned there was a player for the Guardians who's on a tear right now. His name is Stephen Kwan. He went 9-for-13 in the series against the Royals. He reached base 15 of 19 times. But I started to wonder, you know, being the get off my lawn guy, of how much value do you have in a guy who he gets on base? All right, does he hit home runs? No, but he gets on base. I don't know if we could use you. And, you know, the pride of hitting, have a high batting average, that doesn't seem to factor that much in anymore. You had two players who batted over 320 last year. And the emphasis on that is I'd rather hit 280 and hit, you know, 25 home runs than hit 320 and hit, you know, 7 home runs. Yeah, Paul.
Would you rather go to a baseball game where your team won the game by getting 15 hits and 5 runs, or 4 home runs and 5 runs and like 6 hits? Same score.
Well, are they base hits? Am I getting a double into the gap?
A mishmash
maybe,
of
maybe
stuff.
A triple here?
Consistent action throughout the 9 innings, or 4 moments in 9 innings?
Well, I would rather watch a game where there is more movement. That's all. And that's what the commissioner is stressing. He's trying to say, hey, can we come up with ideas to get more movement? Yes.
Right. It's kind of like, would you rather win 1-0 or 8-7?
Mm-hmm.
You know, 8-7 is probably a lot more fun.
Well, 1-0 is great when it gets to the 7th inning. That's when it's interesting. Prior to that, because I've sat through a couple of no-hitters, and it's like, man, this is not exciting.
No.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, he's throwing a no-hitter. Then it gets exciting. But I understand today's game. I understand what you get paid for. I understand. I mean, I have to evolve when it comes to the way it was to the way it is now. You know, college basketball now as opposed to what it used to be. You know, the women's game, college basketball, the 3 best players are going to be playing next year in college. That used to be what college basketball was. You know, they didn't get drafted. You know, you have, I think it's Aaliyah Boston from South Carolina. You got Paige Beckers at UConn, Caitlin Clark at Iowa. Those are the 3 best players. They're coming back. And that's great for that sport. But look, one and done, you want to come out of high school, go to the NBA. I get all of that. I just think sometimes the quality of what we're watching, the athleticism is off the charts, but the quality of what we're watching is what concerns me. College basketball March Madness was not good basketball. Not at all. And I didn't think you had great teams. It was just, okay, it's March Madness. We love it. We fill out a bracket. But, the NFL, it's just about passing numbers. Now, that's exciting, but you used to watch a full game and understood how to manage a game. Now, quarterbacks were leaders. Now it's, you know, can you throw? Can you throw for 400 yards, 500 yards? How many touchdowns? That's it. Defense used to play a role. Doesn't play much of a role anymore. And it's not, you know, my day. It's more of just the quality of the game that you're watching. And if you're young enough, then you don't know what that's like. But, you know, I have a large sample size of what the game used to be. Now, are there improvements? Yes, with all of these. But watching somebody throw, it used to be when you threw 100, that was a big deal. 98, 97. Now it's not. If you hit home runs, that used to be a big deal. It's not. And so you sort of have this, we go all in. Everybody's shooting threes in the NBA. Not everybody should shoot threes in the NBA. And at some point, does somebody kind of counter-program and say, this is the team we're going to build? Because if I, let's say I was in a media market, and I would have a ballpark that was based off pitching, defense, and speed. Because half my games are going to be there, so you have to adjust to us. And then you take your chances on the road. And you might not be able to afford these guys who hit home runs. But you're going to get guys who are going to steal bases, take the extra base, play great defense, and maybe you get something out of that. May not be as exciting as what we're accustomed to, hitting home runs, but you might win. Yeah, Seton.
Remember when batting cleanup was a thing?
Yeah.
Now they kind of all are, right?
Yeah. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Couple of phone calls here. Andrew in Washington leads us off. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great to be back on. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, Fritzy, great guest list yesterday, his Monday after the Masters, Faldo Tirico and Reggie Aloysius Miller, all great stories and perspective. Real quick, before, I do have a stat of the day, but I heard in the third hour yesterday you were trying to up the bet between Pauly and I and the QBs taken in the first round of the draft, so I have a proposition for Pauly.
Okay.
If he's willing to, we can up the bet. So we're each going to take a pie to the face, whoever loses.
Now, the bet is that the quarterback goes in the first 13 picks. Pauly is saying that it will. Andrew says it won't.
Yes. And I will take as many pies in the face as QBs are taken in the first 13 picks if Pauly's willing to take as many pies in the face that go after number 13 if he loses.
So, Pauly, you have picks 14 through 32.
Yeah, so he wants me to think that, or change my mind and think that two will be picked in the top 13. Then he gets two pies and I win the bet. I'm not rolling with that. I don't think two are going to go in the top 13.
Okay, all right. Nice try, Andrew. Give me your stat of the day. Marvin, hit the music.
The Phoenix Suns have a 78% winning percentage on the road this season. That's a higher winning percentage than every other team's home winning percentage. It has only been done one other time by the 69-70 New York Knicks, who went on to win the NBA championship.
Well done, Andrew. Stat of the day. Yes, Pauly.
We were talking about strikeouts and hits, and you were talking about the St. Louis Cardinals back in the mid-'80s that hit and run. In 1985, guess how many players struck out 150 times or more in the 1985 season?
Zero.
One.
Rob Deer?
No, that's 2 years later. He kind of took over the role. It's Steve Bye-Bye Balboni, Seton's guy.
Oh,
okay. He struck out 150 times. How many players in 2021, MLB players, struck out 150 times or more?
20.
32. I'm trying to find guys who didn't strike out 100 times.
Yeah. Ellen in Wisconsin. Hi, Ellen. What's on your mind?
Morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
First of all, I want to be Andrew when I grow up because he, like, rocks it. Secondly, thanks for talking about my St. Louis Cardinals. If a team started playing the way you suggest, the way the 80s Cardinals started playing, the commissioner has an answer to his shift problem, because the second baseman's going to have to stay home to respect somebody who's a threat of a run. And the last thing I have to say is I hope the Nets take care of Ben Simmons. If I was them, you know, this kid is fragile. I would do what the college teams do and, you know, start camp down in Australia where he gets a lot of love. I just worry about this kid long term.
Yeah, I would like to see him in the G League. I don't want to see him in the playoffs. I just want to make sure he's ready. I'd like, you know, if you play a couple of minor league games and then you eventually get to come up and you're confident about your game. He's been working with Kyle Korver, and Kyle Korver is one of the greatest shooters in the history of the game. Where I don't know how he is at teaching shooting, but he's been helping Ben Simmons with his shot. But there's a lot more that goes into this. You know, that first time when you go to the free throw line and you miss, the first time you're open for a jumper and you miss, and then all of a sudden your mind takes over. And that would be, given what he went through and what we're led to believe that he's been dealing with, whether it's mentally, now physically, I don't know. As much as they could use him. Isn't it weird that the Nets are in a play-in game, but it feels like they're one of the favorites to win the title? That'd be like if you're in a play-in game in March Madness, but you're favored to win the title. That's that feeling, based off talent. James in L.A. Hi, James. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. Big fan. Been listening to you since I was 10 years old. I have a question for you. So it's about the ceiling of the bases. So do you think that now young players look at a Mike Trout injury in 2017 of how he broke his thumb or tore the ligament in his thumb and missed 40 games, and you think that's why players are more reluctant to steal now and are focusing just on, you know, going for the deep ball?
Maybe, but, you know, I was always taught to slide feet first. You know, that always helps because I got to keep my hands out of this. And if you're – I don't know if Mike broke his thumb going in head first, but I'm going to guess he did. You know, that's how you get injured with something like that. I just don't think it's taught. I don't think it's important that you steal a base. Used to be. And the psychological warfare of those guys who could steal bases, I thought was incredible. Yeah, Paul.
Going back to Barry Bonds in his first 10 years, he was a big base stealer. He's one of the best in the game. And then around when he joined the Giants, he stopped stealing bases. He basically he was down to 15, 11, 9. Because, and remember he said, he goes, you're going to have to send a car to me at first base to get me to second base because that's not what they pay me for. And I think whoever his manager was at the time said, yeah, I don't want him stealing bases and, you know, twisting his wrist back and missing 4 to 6.
Yeah. I just saw this tweet. Sam Amick, who works for Bleacher Report. Is that right, Paulie?
Yes.
Okay. LeBron James would be very enthused, in quotation marks, at the possibility the Lakers hiring Mark Jackson as head coach. Now, Mark is broadcasting. He'll be broadcasting the NBA Finals, and he was in Golden State before Steve Kerr got there. Mark's a tough guy. You're going to get tough love for Mark Jackson. I got to work with him for a few years at the mothership covering the NBA Finals, and Mark's a tough guy. So I think be prepared when if that's what you want with Mark Jackson. He's going to be holding you accountable. But Sam Amick saying that LeBron would be very enthused with something like that. We'll take a break. We'll get some more phone calls coming up. If you were with us last week, there was a caddy at Augusta. His name is Alex Higgs. Now, he called in before going to Augusta. And he said, hey, I'm going to caddy for my brother, Harry. Harry Higgs, I think, finished top 15 at Augusta this weekend. And he said, I'm going to wear a Meat Friday shirt underneath his caddy bibs. So I saw it on TV. Stewart Cink had a hole in one. And I see Alex, he opened the bib up a little bit. You could see the top part of the Meat Friday T-shirt. That's how you get on our show. I said, we don't want the winner. You know, we don't want Scottie Scheffler. We want Harry and Alex Higgs. So we'll talk to those two brother, the two brothers who were at Augusta. I'm curious what Harry thought when Alex said, hey, I'm going to wear a Meat Friday T-shirt at Augusta. Normally, you don't get a positive response, I would think. They'd be like, no, just wear just a white T-shirt. You know, let's not rock the boat. We'll talk to those two coming up next. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Lovesac, that's the stealth technology. That's what you want. When you go into one of the stores or go to the website, you go to lovesac.com. You're going to see what I've been talking about. And if you get the opportunity to go into a store, you can hear that Dolby Digital surround sound, and it's by Harman Kardon. It's wireless charging in there as well. And all these features hidden inside the endlessly adaptable Sactionals platform. Fabric type, configuration, you can do all of that. They got a lot of fabrics to pick from. There's leather in there. The system blew me away when I went with the big German. We went to a store and just sat in the couch. And we were listening to a movie, and it just sort of envelops you. It's the world's most adaptable couch, and it features the LoveSack Stealth Tech. Ask more about that. You can learn more about LoveSack and the Stealth Tech on lovesac.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Style runs in the family. Athleticism runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Learn more at mbusa.com or test drive one at your local dealer. I mentioned this last week, you know, that we had a rooting interest. You know, everybody wanted to see Tiger come back. And I said, no, we are rooting for Harry Higgs. And the Danette said, why? I said, well, Alex Higgs said he was going to wear a Meet Friday T-shirt while he caddied for his brother at Augusta. And I thought, well, nobody's going to see it. And then all of a sudden, Stewart Cink has a hole-in-one, and Harry is playing with Stewart Cink, and I see Alex, he opened up his bib, and I could see the Meet Friday T-shirt. And I said, we have somebody who we can root for now, and Harry and Alex join us now. Thank you, guys. They're joining us from South Carolina. So when you decided you were going to wear the Meet Friday shirt, Alex, Harry, what was your reaction to that? Did you have to give approval?
Yeah, Dan, I was all in. And we qualified last year for this year's Masters in May at the PGA with a top four finish. And if I remember correctly, Alex, in our celebration, which you could imagine was long and appropriate, at some point during that night when we were celebrating, I believe Al mentioned that he had a Meet Friday T-shirt and he was so excited to wear it at Augusta. So this is almost a full year. Al, you go into specifics about how Augusta kind of views T-shirts under the, we'll call them white tuxedos.
Oh, did you get any pushback, Alex, on wearing the Meet Friday?
No pushback, but there is a large sign in the little caddy area that says, any outside logos or anything like that is banned underneath the shirt. So when I rolled in on Friday, I had a quarter zip over and I got dressed and I zipped it all the way up. And then obviously throughout the round, it seemed like the zipper kept falling and falling.
It seemed intentional when I saw, you know, Stewart Cink has the hole in one on 16. Harry gives him a hug. And then all of a sudden I see you and it looked like you he had opened it up as much as you possibly could there.
Yeah, I was. I wish I could say that I was doing that on purpose because I figured I was going to be on camera. I was watching yesterday, and I was like, God, I wish I could say that that was on purpose. But I was just, I have a compass, and I was just trying to put the compass away, and the Meet Friday shirt just came out.
We'll go with it was on purpose. Yeah. It certainly was not. But yeah, good timing because I didn't hit a single shot worthy of television coverage all day Friday. So
wait, you finished 14th though.
Yeah, Friday was a tough day. It was windy. Friday and Saturday were brutal. Saturday was cold. It was windy. We were just kind of fighting tooth and nail just to get it in the house Friday and Saturday. Good on Stewart Cink for making an ace. It was so cool to hear that roar down there on 16 as well. And then just all worked out that camera did not pan, and we finally, it's been almost a year in the making. We finally got the Meet Friday shirt shown on television at Augusta.
You guys argue like brothers when you're caddying?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Everything, and the majority of it's my fault, right? I'm the one that has the last say. I'm the one that has the most control. But I blame Al for everything. And then shortly after a round, about an hour after a round, there's usually a that was just a bad shot, or that was my fault. The majority of the blame rests on me, but in the moment, the easiest thing to do is just blame your brother.
It's a very thankless job, Dan.
Very
it really
thankless.
Is.
You ever come close to blows?
No, not yet, and I don't think we will. I mean, it's a game. We've had some arguments. Al, every now and I know it's bad when Al chirps back. Usually my whining and complaining is met with silence. If Al chirps back and his classic is like, what did you just say to me? I know that I'm in trouble when I get that.
How much fun do you have playing in the Masters? I mean, it looks like a lot of pressure on a very tough golf course and everybody's watching. How much fun is it?
Sure. I mean, it's a dream for both of us, really. And it's so cool to share it with your brother, right? I mean, this is my third year on tour now. I've played 8-some-odd years of professional golf, and that was my first Masters. It's our kind of – it's the mecca of golf. It's it's the greatest tournament on the grandest stage. So it was really just a treat to share it with my brother. And then, you know, we had some success. That was our second major. We're doing really well in these majors. I need to do a better job of kind of preparing for, we'll call them normal tour events, like we do majors. And it's not that I don't care when I play normal tour events, but something just gets ratcheted up in the majors and the focus level gets higher. But Augusta, I mean, Augusta's Augusta. We were lucky enough to get there early December. Me and Al and my dad, we played with a member kind of as like a, you know, pseudo practice round. And that day will be remembered for the rest of our lives, right? To see, I mean, one, for both of us to see our dad's reaction, who is no good at golf and just slapped it around the place with a smile on his face. And then just, you know, that's a memory as a family that we'll have forever, on the coolest and best golf course that there is, in my opinion.
Harry and Alex Higgs. Harry is the pro. Alex is his brother, his caddy. They're Hilton Head coming up this weekend. Alex, at what point do you say, I'll be your caddy? I mean, you're, what, 3 years younger than your brother? So you're, what, 27? Do you go to mom and dad and say, hey, I got an idea of what I want to do with the rest of my life. I'm going to caddy for my brother.
No, so I was playing. I've been doing it for 2.5 years now. I was playing golf myself professionally, and I wasn't playing that well. And I was kind of bouncing around between trying to find a real job playing. And then he just asked me to caddy for him. And we've been playing the golf together since we were in first grade. So it just kind of felt right. I remember telling my dad, you know, I was interviewing for just like normal office jobs or whatnot. And I told my dad, I found a job. I got one. He goes, what are you going to do? And said, I'm going to caddy for Harry. And he looks at me and he goes, are you kidding me? So it was met with a little resistance, but I think we figured out a good recipe for some success.
Did you guys get to cross paths with Tiger? Are you like, you know, kids that do you want to walk up and say, hello, excuse me, Mr. Woods?
So every round before at the Masters, we do a Harry and I, and then his coach, Corey Lundberg, we do a toss. Like we're on the putting green right before we tee off, try to lighten things up, and you toss it. If you make it, it's $100. And on Thursday, the first round, we just happened to be on the putting green the same time as Tiger. And his coach has got a lot of nerve, and he picked the hole Tiger was putting to. So all three of us throw these golf balls at the hole, and they go racing by the hole. And Tiger just looks over at Harry and goes, man, nice putt.
Putting 20 footers, you know, 18, 20 feet by, Tiger had to think that I was terrible. And I tried my best. Be like, no, we were throwing them. It's our thing. We do it all the time. And yeah, right. And then he was off, and then I went to the first tee. That was really all we saw of Tiger. And in my 3 years, I think we've played in probably 4 or 5 events, you know, together. We haven't been grouped together or anything. But what a feat it was. I mean, the man played the weekend through 2 rounds, was in contention, barring Scotty running away with the golf tournament. And, you know, he's basically doing that on a leg and a half and hasn't played golf in almost 2 years competitively. It's Tiger never ceases to amaze. It truly is incredible.
You have your sponsor there, Dude Wipes.
Yes. Yes.
So do you
go ahead?
How often?
It's exactly what you think it is.
So does Alex hand you the Dude Wipes?
Those are only in the most dire of situations.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We usually can get our business taken care of before, you know, so nothing pops up on the golf course. Augusta's nice. They got a bunch of bathrooms hidden all over the place. So if you need a little respite, they've got it there for us.
It's always weird hearing the random 50-year-old.
I think we lost the boys.
Maybe the sensors with the Dude Wipe story.
Yeah, the Dude Wipes. The first thing Fritzy saw, he's like, oh, he's got a sponsor, Dude Wipes.
Well, the research was done at that point.
Fritzy, tell them thank you and see if you can get Alex's phone number and we'll send him some DP show gear. That was fun. I don't know how I would do if I was caddying for my brother.
I was just about to ask, because you have brothers. Would that be dangerous from a brother standpoint, more than a business standpoint? Because if it doesn't work out well.
Yeah, you can't hire somebody that you can't fire. That's always my philosophy. You know, if I hire you, then can I fire you if I need to? But it would be fun. I mean, imagine you're out. He's 27 years of age. He's caddying for his brother's 30. Playing on tour, finishing top 15 in the Masters. Life's pretty good. Yeah, Seton.
Man, I would have a blast with my brother. If you think I laugh a lot now. I mean, me and my brother get together. That's all we do. We don't even really say words. We just laugh at each other. So, man, that I could imagine those two dudes are having a great time.
You know, whenever I'm around Seton's brother, he always laughs. And he's, you think, he's got a distinct laugh as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Very interesting laugh. And you, they make you feel like you're a stand-up comedian. It's just like, man, I'm killing it. You know? Yeah, Marv.
So this question is for Seton. So is it one of those things like if you're at a serious event, you can't be anywhere around your brother?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, usually if we're at, say, like a funeral or something, we usually find our way to the kitchen or something just so we can start, like, you know, being us.
Yeah, Paulie.
I think we talked about this a few years ago. What if they did a special like golf event where the caddy and the golfer played together? And, you know, whatever caddy you have, however good of a player they are, can you imagine if they did a special made-for-TV event, the golfer caddy tournament?
Hmm.
Maybe a one-night event where 20 golfers and 20 caddies play, and the caddies get their due, and we see who can really swing it. I bet there's some really good golfers, I assume.
Yeah, Bones, who caddied for Phil Mickelson all those years, is a pretty good stick. And he was with Justin Thomas over the weekend. He caddied for Justin Thomas with Augusta. All right, we'll get to phone calls coming up, update the poll results as well. Once again, Sam Amick, who covers the NBA for Bleacher Report, or The Athletic, I should say. But it was reported on Bleacher Report. So Sam writes for The Athletic, and he said that LeBron James would, quote, be very enthused to have Mark Jackson as the next head coach of the LA Lakers. Not sure what that means. He's enthused? Yeah, Seton.
Who gets that information out there? Is that directly from LeBron's camp, or is that Mark Jackson?
Oh, I would think it would be through LeBron's camp. I don't know if, I mean, I could text Mark Jackson and say, you know, are you very enthused to coach LeBron and see what Mark said. I'll do that during the commercial break.
I've got three dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. It's another thing. Mark Jackson never understood. I would always tell him, if you're afraid, buy a dog. And then he would say, hey, I got three dogs. I said, that means you're really afraid of me. And he goes, no, I got three dogs. I said, no, buy a dog if you're afraid. He never understood. He still doesn't understand it. I try. All right, we'll come back. We'll get phone calls. And my thanks to Harry and Alex Higgs. They're in Hilton Head, South Carolina for the tournament this weekend. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests. And in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
I forgot to text Mark Jackson during the commercial break, so I just did that. I just sent a note. It said Lakers question mark and see if question mark. So you got that, Todd? Question Mark Jackson.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
I see what you're doing
yeah,
there.
Thank
question
you.
Mark.
Yeah, thank you.
Boop, boop.
Thank you. Well, a couple of points there on around the horn?
I can give you two. Right. At least two. Right. I can give you two.
So once again, the story, Sam Amick from The Athletic sent out a tweet moments ago and said that LeBron James, quote, very enthused about the possibility of Mark Jackson being the Lakers' next head coach. So I thought, well, let's see what Mark has to say. Knowing Mark, he's probably not going to say anything about this. Yes, Paulie.
So Mark would have some type of special coaching plan, which would teach Russ Westbrook how to shoot and teach the rest of the team how to play defense. Mm. And Frank Vogel didn't have that plan in his bookcase.
Well, I think out of respect to Mark, if he came in, then you want to listen to him. It's just players start to tune out coaches. And then after a while, they probably thought, you know, the players know if you're vulnerable in a vulnerable position, because it was a couple of months ago where we thought it was a foregone conclusion that Frank was going to be fired and then stayed on till the end of the year. I didn't think he was going to survive after that. But, you know, the players start to look at you differently, like, yeah, you're kind of lame duck here. But Westbrook said we never connected. In fact, here's Russ talking about his lack of a relationship with Frank Vogel.
I'm not sure what his issue was with me, or I'm not sure why, but I can't really give you an answer why things, we never really connected. Maybe, you know, that's something that he has to answer, but I never, you know, from the get-go was feeling like I was having to, like, try to prove myself to him and my capabilities and what I've been able to do for this game. And it's unfortunate, but it's really not kind of out of my hands.
Paulie, could you check the number of minutes that Russell Westbrook played and the number of games that he played since he said he didn't get a chance with Frank Vogel?
He led the Lakers in games played at 78 and minutes at 35 a game.
Yes, Seton.
Is he saying he didn't get a chance to play the way he wants to play? Not that he didn't get a chance minutes-wise, but he had to play Frank Vogel's way, not the way he plays.
So Frank said, I want you to hit, miss pull-up jumpers, and I want you to lead us in turnovers, those kind of things?
Well, no, I mean, it's not crazy. I mean, even LeBron and AD were out there saying, let Russ be Russ. You know, I mean, it's not like it's completely out of nowhere, the idea that he wasn't allowed to play the way he plays.
Yeah. 2 years ago when they won the title, it seemed like he was doing all the right things. They didn't have Russell Westbrook then. But I can't let Russell Westbrook be the 25-year-old version of Russell Westbrook at age 34. I can't do it. I can't trust him. And even if he, wasn't allowed to be himself, he played some bad basketball at times. Like really bad basketball at times. Yeah, Marv.
That means Frank didn't let Russ cook.
Yeah. Thank you, Marv.
Maybe that's a bad thing to let Russell Westbrook cook.
Yeah, I don't want him in the kitchen. No, I'd rather not do that. Let's see. That was kind of a fritzy, big wind up swing. There.
He wasn't even sure if he should have
Wow. That's a very fritzy move. Yeah, messing something up and being like, oh, what about the other guy?
That's deflecting, Marv. Making fun of fritzy.
So weak. It's a weak move.
Too soon.
Do you have a limerick today or mock headlines?
I do have a limerick.
I'm sorry, were you asking Marvin or?
No. Todd.
The Lakers went to the.
No.
It's actually a limerick about Alec Baum and the Phillies.
Okay, you have to explain who he is. This is so random.
Alec Baum made three errors, and in the course of the three errors, the fans were really getting on him at Citizen Bank Park to the point where he murmured to one of his teammates, D.D. Gregorius, about how he didn't appreciate the fans booing and that he just wanted out in a clean version out of Philadelphia.
I hate this place.
It's D.D.
What I call him?
D.D.
D.D. Gregorius.
D.D.? D.D. It's D.D.
D.D. Gregorius.
Yeah, there you go. And he said, I hate this bleeping place.
Which led to this motivation for this limerick.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And he plays in Philadelphia.
He does. The home crowd was getting on the home player.
Okay. Here's Todd Fritz with his limerick.
Three errors will make you red in the face. Something Philly fans just will not embrace. So on this frustrating night, Bohm went the dynamite as he muttered, I effing hate this place.
A real laugh.
All
first
right.
time.
All right.
That's the first limerick to ever get a laugh.
That is,
I'll take it.
And you got it from Marvin.
I did.
What a day.
Yeah.
What a day.
But
I got like five there.
We got one more hour, though.
That's true.
So what can you do to spoil it?
Other guests are being pursued. We'll see what happens.
This will all come crashing down.
If you would like to leave and not participate in the final hour.
I'm not going
to
do that. Even if it means an epic fail at some point over the last hour of the show.
All right.
So you sound like you're a little disappointed at that decision.
No. I can't get enough of you, Todd.
You were hoping I'd kind of take that and say, okay, I'll see you in the parking lot later.
Jeff in Detroit joins us. Hi, Jeff. What do you have for me?
What up, though? One time for Chat Row. Listen, Dan. First of all, I'm trying to figure out, how is it that Rob Pelinka is still keeping his job with all of this going on? You know, you guys were talking about, and I've hated the Lakers for years, always. But who wants to take that job? And it's like a Dallas Cowboy job. You know, people want to come there. But with that situation going on as it is, man, I doubt that very seriously. You got Kurt Rambis in the office. You got all of these question marks about the situation. Who really wants to do that? And with all of these new affiliates getting online and joining us here in DP Nation Chat Row, what up, though? The one thing that I was going over this weekend, I found an interview with you and Pat McAfee. If you ever want to know Dan Patrick, that is an excellent interview. It was funny because you were the interviewee, not the interviewer. And it was enlightening, man. It was really, really good. So if you get a chance, for your people out there, that was a hell of an interview between you and Pat McAfee, man.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeff. I forget when. Did we have him on? He retired the day after he retired.
But I think you were on with his show a couple of years ago when he first got rolling, I think. We did have him on the morning after he retired from the NFL because that was a pretty big shocker. Guy was a Pro Bowl punter.
Yeah. Yeah, we always liked him, and I thought he had a lot of talent. You know, the question is sometimes when you're trying to do this, when you're leaving the sports world as a participant, and then you want to get into this world, it's, you know, where do you go? Who's going to hire you? And there's certain guys, Dan Orlovsky made a great job, made a great transition to the mothership. But McAfee went to Barstool for a little while and then went on his own, and he's been very, very successful. Joe in L.A. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. It was a while ago now, but I think you were talking about making a comparison between baseball and stealing bases and home runs, and then talking about football and just throwing. And you had mentioned kind of about it's all just about being able to throw for 400 yards now and not about leadership and defense. And I really couldn't disagree more with that. I mean, I think we just saw in the last 2 years the teams that won, it was about leadership and defense. The Rams shipped out Goff because he couldn't lead anybody. I mean, and who we saw, Matthew Stafford and Tom Brady, two of the best leaders, and then you see another flame out from regular season Rodgers.
Well, but also those are the anomalies. That's an aberration here. Most of the league is about scoring and not necessarily about defense. If you've listened to this show, what have I told you about defense? At some point in the playoffs, your defense is going to have to make a stop. If you're going to win a championship, your defense will make a stop. And we've seen that where teams didn't make a stop. You know, the Niners were going to win the Super Bowl. Tom Brady won the Super Bowl because Tampa Bay's defense dominated Kansas City. You have these moments where defense does play a role. But with most teams, that's not the case. But championship teams, you still need to have a great quarterback, leader, and you have to have defense. So the rest of the league, you're looking for it, but that doesn't mean that you have it. So the NFL is sort of a wide open. It reminds me of the old AFL days. It was all about offense. And, you know, they wanted that wide open style of offense in the NFL because the NFL used to be 3 yards, 3 yards, 4 yards. You would throw 15 times a game. AFL, they were bombing it. It was awesome to watch. And then the NFL has slowly adopted that. The NBA wasn't as wide open as fun as the ABA was. The ABA had the red, white, and blue ball. They had the three-point shot. The NBA took the three-point shot and incorporated that into, you know, every one of their teams to provide more offense. It took a while before the three-point shot took off in the NBA. But, no, I think that there's a strong emphasis on continuing to open the game up, have more offense. All of these sports. How much offense? How much offense? How much is too much offense? Final hour coming up. More phone calls, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More phone calls on this day. Final hour this Tuesday, Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff.
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.